Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about every single item, enemy, and everything in The Binding of Isaac. And if we say we've stopped before we've done that, we were fucking lying and you're dumb for believing us. I'm William Hughes and I'm joined, as always, by a real kindergarten coprophiliac, Gary Butterfield.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I thought about it. There's a little bit of downtime before today's record, so I had some time to think about you as a small child eating shit.
Yeah, we've all done it. I was going to go a different direction and say, for all the people who said that they guessed this, they're little worms. And
yeah,
they shouldn't be like, proud of
like,
themselves.
Yeah, little baby worms. Like, it was obvious from the jump. It was, we're not going to actually pivot until we're done, unless, and this is key, we do.
Yeah, unless we want to. And if you try to, if you predict us, you're a worm. If you can't, you're a dumb worm. It's worms all the way down.
Yeah, it's fun for you to be hostile. I know why I'm feeling hostile towards our listeners right now. And it's because yesterday we recorded the Watch Out for Fireballs on Isaac, where when I tried to get real hostile on the WAF listeners, Gary very seriously told me we were going to edit it out.
It's I didn't tell you the postscript to that.
Uh-huh.
I wrote down the marker of the time code for that.
Yeah.
But the document I wrote it in ate it.
Oh, no.
Like it didn't autosave. So I told Gwen roughly where it is, but there is a chance that ends up in because I didn't tell Gwen exactly where it was.
Yeah, yeah.
So it might end up being a big elaborate joke we're all in on, haha.
Yeah, that's always fun. But it was neat to hang out with Dad Gary for a minute.
Yeah. Well, you know, you don't fuck with the money, son.
Sure.
That's the main show.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is it's the show that I get paid for.
Yeah, Gary, you've been bringing up the disparity in our guppy pay a lot lately. It's literally a button to change that.
I know. It's first of all, don't call Kay a button.
Okay.
Second of all,
she's cute as one.
She's cute as a button. Yeah, I know. It's a lever I can pull on this for something that has the flavor of hostility that I don't actually feel things about.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. It's basically a $500 a month tax you pay to be able to be passive aggressive with little consequence.
Well, be passive aggressive about something. So, like, I was thinking about us.
Great.
Recently.
Yeah.
And the one of the things I was thinking about with when feelings get involved.
Yeah, and I want to be clear right now. I'm not white knuckling at all right now.
No. It's not bad.
The armrests of my chair, uncompressed.
So if I believed everything that you said, you felt everything you said about me on this show.
Yeah.
Then I would be hurt by that in a more serious way. And it'd be like, well, this guy doesn't like me. I feel bad. I don't want to be friends with him.
Sure.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But the way my brain works, I act as if in the moment, how I react if they were true.
Sure.
And that is in part a bit, that's part of me being a performer, being a professional. Partly though, it's just easier for me to tell the truth than not.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes in the moment I'm reacting as if I'd react if it was, and I have to like remind myself.
Yeah.
Like Will doesn't think that. I talked to Will outside of the guppy zone and it's not like this.
A bad version of Will could believe it. Will had the thought.
Will had the thought, but Will is in the guppy play space with me.
Yeah.
And the same way that I do not want to be held responsible for tolerating that stuff in real life, you cannot be responsible for saying it in real life.
Yeah, my brain floats in an ocean of bad thoughts all the time. I just only say them during guppy or on Blue Sky or sometimes in articles I'm writing if I'm sleepy.
And you're also more prone to saying things that are not true. The truth doesn't have a lot of value for you. You enjoy saying things that are, you know, putting on the mindset of a thing to say something's not true that comes easy for you.
That is true, which hurts me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's true, though, so that's all I needed to do.
Yeah.
That satisfies my brain.
Yeah, you're avoiding making your little nose grow, Pinocchio.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want my pee organ to get my pee organ's already big enough. It's a solid 3.
I'm so excited for when I win the lottery and then I can make you and Kay waff Lies of P.
If you had a dream waff, would that be it?
Oh, no. No, God. My very first instinct is KOTOR 2, but I could probably come up with something else.
KOTOR 2 is not outside the realm of possibility. I bet you we'd agree to do that before Lies of P.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
KOTOR 2 is a fascinating game that has the unfortunate caveat of being attached to a much worse game.
Attached to a property that is typically not good, but they're doing good things with it. I recognize it. Mm-hmm. But a property I guess I have a bias against, and then also being a Neverwinter Nights alike, which is rough stuff.
Yeah. One of your party members is kind of like if you were just hanging out with Ravel Puzzlewell all the time.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Ravel Puzzle would be a good hang.
For the nameless one.
Yeah.
Not you know, for you, bud.
Likes him. Not for me. No.
You'd be down 3 eyeballs in the first 2 minutes.
I'd have to bring an eyeball, like an extra eyeball to sacrifice to her. Yeah.
Like if you're going to see the Baba Yaga.
Yeah. Got to bring extra eyes. If I had to get an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Like if somebody put a gun to my head or a genie coerced me or something and I had to get an eyeball, I'm trying to think if I would rather just pull out my own or if I could come up with something better.
My wife's maid of honor works at the eyeball bank.
Well, then I think I'd try to get in good with you.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Hasn't good worked luck. Yet.
Yeah.
10 years in and you don't seem that interested in it, but I guess you finally got incentive.
Yeah, it's this genie's curse will make fools of us all. Yeah,
if you could have a dream waff, what would it be?
That's a good question.
It's not.
That time I was stalling because I was trying to think of something I really want to do. That would be it. I think maybe the Magic the Gathering Microprose game.
Oh, yeah.
But now with Guest, I can do that. Like, yeah. I'll just get Brayden to do it.
I mean, Isaac was moderately, I feel like, a thing that at least you would never have been allowed to do by Kay.
Kay, I've ran it by Kay before, and Kay was like, we can do it, but then pointed out ways the episode would be bad.
How much better it would be if Will was there. People are always saying this in conversation.
Largely just how much better it would be if somebody, like if Nick was there.
Will.
Like somebody who knew the game as well, and Will. It wasn't just Will.
People are always saying, you know what would make this conversation less tedious and more enjoyable and less interrupted and more listened to? Will.
Yeah. They are saying that.
A lot of people are saying
them,
it.
But I assume.
Gary's Monster Blitz.
Yeah. Of course it is.
We're talking about one that there's no way at any point during this episode will you or I become even for a second bummed out by talking about this enemy.
Yeah. This is a little special guy. And this is, we're entering into an era in the Monster Blitz, which I'm very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
So people who thought we were going to move on from this before we did this are idiots.
Really
we're getting
tiny
into monsters
little, like,
I really
just
hate.
Fucking, not monotremes, because that's platypi.
Yeah.
Some kind of worm. God, what's the worm mono monopoly?
It's monoworm.
Monoworm. Yeah. Mononoke worm.
No. There we go. Princess Mononoke worm.
Yeah. Oh, those are some gnarly worms.
Very gnarly. We're entering into monsters I hate that genuinely frustrate me.
Yeah. There's some rough suckers in this area.
Yeah, and this one, not the roughest, but not the least rough, the tumor.
Yeah, so in real life, a tumor is a cell growth.
It's one more than a wormer.
Clean read, please.
It's one more than a wormer.
There we go. There's your ringtone, motherfuckers. That's all you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
A little less than a threemer. It's, it's when cells start growing when your body ain't told them to.
Yeah. It's when Warren Ellis found out about these and said maybe regeneration for superheroes could work like this, he fucking had the biggest wet dream of all time. Like, this is what I've been dreaming of.
I feel like it's difficult to talk about the wet dreams of a canceled person.
Yeah. Well, the modern ones might be age-appropriate.
It's always possible. People grow.
I'm going to send him a letter and ask him about his wet dreams. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to sign it a lady's name so he'll answer.
Yeah, I feel like we could really make some changes to modern comics if we went back in time and stopped Grant Morrison from learning the word apoptosis.
Yeah. that's a good one. Yeah, I would enjoy that. There are a lot of words I'd like to take away from people if I could travel through time as like some kind of time sensor.
I'd take away the slurs. Tumor is a...
I listen.
This guy's a... Yeah, me. I was also... I know I literally talked over you saying that, but I would also listen.
Yeah. Yeah, not... And if you could travel through time.
Sure.
Since you can't, of course, you are under no obligation to listen.
Yeah, these guys pop up. These guys are pains in the butt.
Yeah. And almost quite literally, because this is a big kind of fleshy cloud kind of thing. Something in like a skin tone or a Caucasian skin tone, lumpy space princess.
Mm-hmm. With little hairs coming off.
A face. Yeah. With a face anus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it floats around and it shoots really fast shot speed blood shots.
Yeah, in a it fires six of them at once, so it fires in all, like, you know, not the cardinal directions, but like the hex directions.
Yes.
The thing that makes this, and this is kind of true of quite a few of the enemies to do this like radius shot thing in this game. The thing that makes this a huge pain in the ass is the fire rate is not predictable.
No, it actually increases when you shoot at it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird, and it does not have a very strong refractory period.
I mean, it can pause for a little bit before it shoots again. Yeah. You just don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes it kind of just keeps hammering that fire button. You've already nutted, and it will not quit. Really obnoxious. I take a lot of damage from these fuckers.
Yeah, we've talked a million times about this, but most... obviously, there's lots of ways. I'm thinking... critically about the game because of that WAF.
I know we're
oh
in.
Oh my god!
This episode is actually kind of like a WAF DLC.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you listen to that, Watch Out for Fireballs, you also have to listen to this episode of Everything to Guppy and
all the other
one for joke.
To Guppy. Guppy.
Yeah.
But in Isaac, typically to kill enemies, you are getting on a cardinal with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you. So you're waiting for them to do whatever their attack is and then move into the cardinal direction and try to kill them before they fire again.
Yes.
That's like very basic Isaac enemy management. And these guys completely fuck with it.
And Isaac enemies as a... God, this is critical Isaac shit that we could have said.
I know. It's fun.
The watching enemies as they've grown up in complexity in Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way that the enemy design has played with that. Where they started having enemies that do that on death and then started having enemies that do that on the diagonals on death, mm-hmm. anticipating where you will dodge during that.
Oh, yeah. Like, those really did we already do those floating fire flies that explode either? You have to like they're down in the mine.
Yeah. They either have the X eyes or the cross eyes that indicate which way they explode. Yeah. We did those guys.
Man, this game wants a lot of your attention all the time. It's part of what's good about it.
Yeah. Again, see that episode of Watch Out for Fireballs, everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, probably not the listeners of this. They don't care. But the listeners of that might care about this.
I think people would like to hear me try to sound smart for 2 hours. And I think you can track... as I'm losing the ability to do it. You can probably clock the exact moment where my brain runs out. The dread starts setting into my voice as I realize I'm just a stupid hack.
The point, you can hear it because you're saying like a really good point about Isaac.
Uh-huh.
And then you should start going, duh.
Yeah.
Day.
Yeah. Oh, so Discord won't let my singing through, but it'll transmit... my doys, my does.
Yeah, it's got a doys filter. Not a noise filter.
It's good, man. Oh, well, I think maybe you had on a hat at that a little too hard.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was pretty happy with myself.
Yeah, because it was funny.
Yeah, I felt good about that one. It's been a long, I've been recording a lot today. You had a rough day, but I have been recording a lot today.
Yeah, God, I'm so excited to get to the next enemy on this list because all of our Gangnam Style jokes are going to be so good.
It's going to be good. I don't think you were stupid on that episode, sincerely. I respect your feelings.
Yeah, tell that to my self-esteem, man.
I did yesterday at length.
I know. Didn't work.
Yeah, no, your self-esteem doesn't listen either. It's fucked up.
Yeah. No, he's a little scamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care for the tumor as an object. I don't think I've met one I liked.
I don't like the idea of a freestanding tumor at all.
I mean, that presumably means, it, you mean, and still alive and doing stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. Or encountering one without, like, a proper context. Like, I'm digging through the dumpster behind the hospital, sure.
Sure.
But I'm walking around and I just see one.
Yeah, making your way downtown, tumor floating. Now you got big frown.
I do not want that. I do not like tumors. I'm scared of them.
Yeah.
I had that ball lump a couple of years ago.
Sure.
Turns out it's nothing. They're just like, nah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Or your doctor doesn't like you.
Your lump, your balls. Well, you had to be a whole team of doctors because a lot of people were involved in that.
Is that what the president of the United States were singing about?
All the doctors being involved in the
no, lump? Just the lump, just the lump.
Yeah.
Was your scrotum the boggy marsh?
I showered that day, so not that day, but sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it's where I keep my peach. It's where where I seek the peach.
What's that mean? The pussy. Ass.
I think of peach as pussy. I understand the emoji represents ass. I don't acquiesce that.
you don't grant the premise.
I don't grant that premise. Peach is pussy.
I mean, I.
It looks like a pussy. It's a good term for it. Nicolas Cage popularized it in Face Off.
Sure. Was he playing? Which person was he playing at that point?
He was the psychopath.
Okay.
He was the Nick Cage character, and I could eat a peach for hours. And it was hot. It probably made all the girls be like, yeah, man, Nick Cage, go to it. Do it.
That's what did it. Okay. I thought it was Moonstruck.
Yeah. No, you'd think so. It was actually a combination between Face Off and Spider-Man Noir.
Has anyone ever masturbated to Danny Aiello in either Moonstruck or Papa Don't Preach?
Has anyone?
Anyone.
Okay. We need to find rule 35. We need to find a new website that we can look up for even more abstract.
Okay. I am actually going to look up Danny Aiello on rule 34 right now.
What if it's 10,000 pages?
All I need is a knife.
It is significantly the most that it's ever been. I'm also going to
double check how his name is spelled. Okay. A I E L L O. It's alive.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice. Rule 34 has a filter AI posts.
That's good. I just put in Danny DeVito, and that comes up nothing.
I was also going to ask that next.
Yeah, right? Like, it is a good question. Like, you can imagine, like, kind of handsome and charisma through the fucking roof, but, like, I don't know. Are you jerking off?
What kind of society are we having where Danny Aiello has no rule 34 and Danny Phantom has 10,000?
It's pretty fucked up. People need to be jerking off to the people's minds and their talent.
Like, if not you're not watching Hudson Hawk and they're like singing and timing stuff out with the songs and they're like kind of old school guys beating up the tech, I don't know. If that doesn't get
it
your...
Should be-
Something
it
engorged.
Should turn you into Hudson Hawk Tua.
Clean.
That should turn you into Hudson Hawk Tua.
Dirty.
Spit on that thing. Sing on that thing, Big Willie.
Did you just call me Big Willie?
No, I was thinking of Bruce Willis's, but I couldn't. Bruno is his nickname. I couldn't remember his singing nickname at the time.
Yeah, no, Big Willie style was Will Smith. It haunted my middle school career.
Yeah, I would not call you Big Willie. I know you don't like being called things that aren't your name.
That one specifically, I got some real grudges around.
Yeah.
Because of the aforementioned.
Yeah. Whereas when I was growing up, I was just basking in the talent that was Gary Sinise at the time.
Oh my God, you must have gotten so much peach from after Forrest Gump came out. Everyone's like,
Forrest Gump?
What do you got? Do you have
Mice and Men in school?
Spaceship legs?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Spaceship legs. Yeah. Yelling at the storm, you know?
Mm. Do you know Malkovich?
Malkovich.
Maybe Gary Sinise.
I'm sure we've talked about this. Isn't it weird that Gary Sinise made the Lieutenant Dan persona a thing and like plays in bands as him and stuff?
I guess I don't know as much about that as I'm worried that I'm about to.
You don't want to know about this? That's not interesting to you?
If I find out that Gary Sinise is riding around in wheelchairs playing guitars, I'm going to lose a little bit of affection for Gary Sinise, man.
He does not ride around in a wheelchair, but there is the Lieutenant Dan band.
I have heard of the Lieutenant Dan band, and goddamn me, I guess, for the first thing I think of with Lieutenant Dan is being in a wheelchair. That's ableist of me.
Not his guitar skills.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should be jerking off to his mind, not to his wheelchair.
There are probably some people who've had a sexual response to Gary Sinise.
Oh, absolutely. Not a bad-looking guy.
He's a pretty bad-looking guy. Name.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not the worst-looking guy.
He's pretty ugly.
Putting the Lieutenant Dan band into Google Image Search is real fun because you get just a lot of pictures of Gary Sinise holding a guitar with the exact same expression.
Mm-hmm.
And it really underlines your point.
Yeah. I mean, is he making the only Gary Sinise expression?
Yeah.
Kind of a weariness at still being alive.
It's that through a smile though. Cause this is as happy as he gets.
No. I've seen the smile. It doesn't change anything.
No, I'm going to put Gary Sinise handsome. Question mark?
That's a
Google?
Great question. Gary Sinise handsome. I'm also
Gary
going to put
Gary Sinise handsome? Boy, as a young guy, he looked crazy.
Yeah.
That's
again, this is like, there's always that part of your brain that's like, boy, I wish the plagiarism machine didn't boil an ocean every time you talk to it and you weren't empowering it to do worse. Because all this tech that people are using to make terrible pictures of women, we could be using to ask it. Take this picture of Gary Sinise and make it handsome.
Well, further, the initial AI response, I try to type in minus AI when I do Google, but I don't always do it. The AI overview for this is very funny, but I don't want to give it attention.
I am also looking at it, and it is very funny, and I also don't want to give it attention.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. I will go to this Reddit post where somebody says, I'm not expecting many to share my opinion, but I present you Gary Sinise. Humanitarianism gets me hot.
Sure.
It's him doing the fucking face.
See, whereas I'm looking at jumping in here to say that I've never been so attracted to Gary Sinise. This is from 2 months ago.
2 months ago?
They were rewatching The Stand 1994 miniseries.
Is it just me or is this the most handsome man on the planet? Holy shit.
James Marsden simply isn't a good replacement.
What? Who did James Marsden replace Sinise as?
I think the character he plays, Stu Redman, in The Stand. Shout out to Zach.
Oh, in The Stand. Okay. Gotcha. I was just trying to think of, Yeah, a lot of people find this man very handsome. We're the outliers here.
Yeah, we're the assholes.
Yeah. We should, you know what? I'm going to make a vow before the end of the day to find him attractive 10 times.
I think that is going to constitute growth for you, Gary. And I'm excited for that to happen. As someone who can't do it himself, I like to watch it happen in other people.
Yeah, it is going to be a big deal, and I'm looking forward to how that works out for me, and writing an apology letter to Gary Sinise. I was not familiar with his game.
I really enjoy being the catalyst for character growth in others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a kind of like a side character.
Yeah, yeah. God, so if it was, if my positive behavior was inspiring you, I would be in danger of being, you know, rewritten in the script to be the magical Negro stereotype, right?
Yes.
But I don't think there's as much of the archetype of the shitty friend who forces you to reflect on how you've been treating Gary Sinise.
Yeah, kind of a cautionary tale almost.
Sure. Maybe Philip Seymour Hoffman would have played me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the dream. That man's never turned in a bad performance.
Like, and now never
he could
will.
Kill it as well. Well, we don't know about Heaven Place.
Oh, Truest West.
Could be. Yeah. they're pretty bad, but they do exist.
Gary, mm-hmm. do you want to hear about the dentist today? Do you want to hear about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I do. You and I, we have different, but not worlds different attitudes about the dentist. I don't think you're somebody who takes joy in the dentist or anything. But I'm always interested because you have mouth problems. I have mouth problems. They're mm-hmm. different mouth problems.
We do, and they are. Like, at the end of the day, I do pretty well at the dentist because I say this with a light touch, hate myself with the fiery passion of a million suns.
Mm-hmm. Like the Sentry does with the Void.
Exactly. Just like in the popular movie Thunderbolts with an asterisk.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I got thinking about Julia Louis-Dreyfus for a second. I'm okay.
Pretty lady.
Pretty lady. Funny. Pretty lady. Funny.
Pretty lady is funny. Let me put that into Google.
Yeah. Pretty lady funny.
Pretty lady funny?
Do you want to know what comes up? Pretty lady funny. Ignoring the AI.
Mm-hmm.
There's some like stand-up shows. Then... Yeah, I guess this particular foray into sexism wasn't as funny as some of our other ones.
We're usually good at that, but this time not as much.
Oh, tell except for this shutter. Did you get this Shutterstock photo?
No, I didn't put it in. I was letting you scout ahead.
Hold on.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, with the...
Yeah.
Wait, is it the Groucho one? Or it's not Groucho. Yeah.
No, that's supposed to be a Groucho. This is, of course, the Shutterstock photo, pretty woman, funny nose, glasses, stock photo, 50639821.
It is supposed to be Groucho, but it doesn't look like Groucho's mustache.
It's
like
a really
Groucho.
It's a really troubling Groucho glasses.
Yeah. No, I don't care for this.
And then we can scroll down. We got funny, photos. Beautiful lady, which is just a woman with her tongue out.
Yep. Funny, beautiful lady stock photos. Another woman with her tongue out. Pretty woman, funny. Shutterstock, tongue out. That's all, according to Shutterstock, that's what women need to be to be funny.
What an amazing
girl
life
making funny
to be
face,
the person
funny.
Who comes up with prompts for Shutterstock photos.
Yeah. Why don't you stick your tongue out? No, I'm already cracking up. Here you go.
Yeah, they're going to get destroyed. If that person hasn't already lost their job to AI, it'll be 2 seconds, but... That makes me sad because they're doing the Lord's work.
On this website, dreamstime.com, there are 64,000 pictures of attractive, funny, pretty lady images.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing some of the cartoons here from Dreamstime. Mm-hmm. This is very good. I'm glad that we've acknowledged that women can be funny in a way that is very clearly like trying to riff on Pixar style.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just some of the ugliest pictures I've seen in a while.
A lot of these are rough. I'm not getting the animated ones here. I'm getting real life ones.
Oh.
It's a lot of tongues. Some of them, though, are just a lady in her underwear. You got to sneak that in there.
Yeah. Funny.
Yeah. Funny. Pretty. Attractive. Picture. Tell me about dentist.
Yeah, so I have a gum abscess right now, which I've had before, and they're not particularly pleasant, and they can kill you. So I'm trying to get it taken care of. My wife books most of my medical stuff for me because I have anxiety talking to people on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So she booked this one for me with a new dentist because I haven't been to the dentist in like 3 years. And at that mm-hmm. point, you've basically burnt that relationship.
Yes. I used to do that with haircuts.
Mm-hmm. So the first thing, and I've been trying to think very carefully about how to say this, but it's that the place had Pacific in the name, and I did not clock until I walked in that Pacific is, I think, a shibboleth for this dentist is owned, staffed by, and largely frequented by Asian American people.
Okay, interesting. Because a lot of things up here are called Pacific.
They are.
Because of the ocean.
So maybe I'm making a connect. Maybe I'm trying to add a logic to it. Like, and again, I didn't walk in. I was like, ho, 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 what? Yeah. It was more like when you're a white person in America and you live in a constant room temperature sea of privilege, mm-hmm. walking into a space where you are the only white person, your brain does go, that feels different.
In fucking Portland?
Yeah.
Like 100%. Like yeah. My optometrist is an Asian primarily optometrist
mm-hmm.
just because of the neighborhood. And I had that experience going in there. It's just like, oh, I'm just not used to it. I have no feelings about it. It's not bad,
mm-hmm.
but it is, you'd be weird not to notice it.
Your brain clocks it.
Yes.
And everyone there was professional and lovely and wonderful. Of course, I'm not trying to
yeah.
do anything in that stupid direction. But so the pain aspect, because I have bad gums. So I got to do you get the poke test?
Oh, the dentist? Yeah. The gum depth.
That particular blend of shaming and pain.
Mm-hmm.
Where yeah. you can. They say a number that's how fucked you are, that is also how much it hurt when they did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
sucks. That is my primary dentist thing. And then that leading to root scaling,
mm-hmm.
the deep clean.
Yeah.
Or now as I get it, perio maintenance is what they call it. But that is what caused my dental anxiety and fear for like decades until I discovered the wonders of drugs.
Yeah. Drugs seem like they're probably good. For me, because I deserve the pain, I can, and because my brain is constantly reminding me that I'm meat and meat exists to suffer, I can kind mm-hmm. of float the pain pretty well.
Yeah.
The social aspect. You're good at that. What, Gary?
You're good at that.
Thank you. It comes from not viewing myself as really a person. But the part I couldn't really cope with is the hygienist really asked a lot of questions the way cops do in cop shows, where they know mm-hmm. the answer and they want to hear you say it.
Yeah. Why must you turn my office into a house of lies? How often do you brush, Ralph?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or but even more specific, like obviously there was the floss question and then yeah, you should floss every day. But the one that really got me was, are you brushing your teeth with back and forth motion or circular? And I fucking knew what the right answer was.
Yeah.
I knew what this woman wanted to hear. And she knew. She was looking at the fucking teeth. She knew I was scrubbing back and forth like a big dumb child.
Well, I don't want to interrupt your story, but can I interrupt your story?
Yes.
I've had it happen where they've asked me the question mm-hmm. and I think that they know the answer. They don't. But then they say that I still didn't do it. So when I have been good at flossing,
mm-hmm.
I have had the dentist be like, are you flossing? And I've been like, yeah. And they're like, well, it doesn't, you know, and they don't want to just call you a liar.
Yeah.
So then like a little kid, they're like, let me show you how to floss. And they bring out a big cartoon tooth, like a big sculpture of a tooth to show you how, cause it's like, you're doing it, but you're fucking up. That's another thing this can lead to that really sucks. That's all. Just throw that in there as well.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I guess I hadn't. My chart of possible social anxieties hadn't even considered being introduced to Dr. Toof.
A big
Dr. Toof, your flossing friend? Dude.
Yep. Dr. Toof, then he doesn't just form a Muppet Band anymore. Now he's a flossing friend. And that is the most condescending I've ever felt to at a dentist.
That's so fucking bad, dude. That's...
Yeah.
It
sucked.
They should have put a fucking beanie on your head, man, with like a propeller on
it. I know,
or
a dunce cap.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I should have left. Like, it is the kind of thing that is hard to walk away from. But I was in the chair already. I had the bib. Like the shame bib, like you're already pretty infantilized.
Mm-hmm. I did have a moment where I was like, I kind of want to leave right now from this conversation. And then I had the thought, and this is a thought that I think is just toxoplasmosis, but I did think, I wish I could text my cats.
Were you wearing the cool future shades?
Yeah, man. Obviously, I was wearing the cool future shades. I put a picture.
I love the future
shades.
I'll
send you the picture. I put it on Blue Sky earlier with a McElroy Brothers joke attached to it, but you're not on Blue Sky.
Cool. So can't wait to see that. I'm on Blue Sky. I can look that up and will.
I've just sent it to you.
No, I already just looked it up. At the same time, I don't understand the joke, but you do look cool.
Yeah, it's a reference to the McElroy brothers okay. Family comedy. It's just, but that one's only a Justin and Griffin bit, so there's no Travis in there at all.
I like that. Speaking my language in terms of McElroy language.
Yeah. That little cool you said a little while ago really hurt me a lot.
Say I put it on Blue Sky with the McElroy quote.
Yeah.
Which, like, come on. That's...
Yeah.
I hear music, I'm gonna dance.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm not saying you shouldn't have done it. I'm saying it worked.
Okay, thank you.
The arrow you fired at my throat indeed caused my throat to collapse around an arrow. Great fucking job, bud.
I'm saying that I need to acknowledge that you were running around pointing at your throat and painted a big target on your throat.
Yeah, because I'm a big fan of Maria Bamford's failed ad campaigns that caused her to have a nervous breakdown.
Poor Maria Bamford.
Hey, she's doing fine.
She's doing good now. I just feel for her a lot. I've got a parasocial, like, rooting for her.
If she hadn't had the breakdown, we wouldn't have gotten the Maria Bamford show. Not to be confused with Lady Dynamite, which is a nice show and I enjoy it, but I'm talking about the Maria Bamford show that she recorded from her parents' house while she was having the breakdown and is incredibly funny.
Yeah. I don't know if that's worth it.
If she was well, it wouldn't be as funny.
That is true. That's just true of comedians, though. Like, you know, for somebody who is so unwell, why wasn't Robin Williams funnier?
I swear to God, I thought you were going to ask, why aren't you funnier?
Oh, no. I was bringing it to
I was like, oh, this is going to be very funny when Gary reads me to death right now.
No, I wanted to change focus a little bit to another sad sack.
Yeah, like, someone I make you think of.
Yeah, somebody you bring up a lot, to be fair. You make me think of him because he's a long-running character on the show.
Sure. Except that almost every reference to him has to be edited out because I am sometimes insensitive around the topic of suicide.
It is unspeakably mean in a way that delights me.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
Right. But his daughter's so active on social media.
Yeah, and she seems cool, but you're not saying it to her.
Yeah, but someone could play the clip for her.
Oh, please don't. If you're listening to this, please don't.
Please don't.
Everything to go for you, please don't.
Yep. Don't show her. Don't show her deep fakes of her dad, and don't play Guppy for her.
Yeah. And don't do them at the same time. Like,
don't make a deep fake of us doing Robin Williams.
Yeah. Or him guesting on the show. As a ghost, and play it for the daughter.
Just silently laughing while we read that Billy Crystal thing.
Yeah. Bleak. Is Robin Williams' daughter hot? I can't remember. Danny DeVito's daughter is kind of hot.
I do not want to engage with this avenue.
Okay, that's okay.
Go I back am to Dennis. Very comfortable talking about the hotness of 70-year-old actors. I will not talk with you about the hotness of women primarily famous for their fathers being famous. That feels sketchy to me.
I'm going to look it up in the background while you continue your dentist story.
The dentist story is done, and I don't want to hear your little groans.
They're not going to be groans. I'm going to mute them.
Okay, you don't usually.
I know, but this time I will. Robin Williams' wife. Or lover, whoever the mother is.
Great.
That wasn't a groan. That was a huh? That was finding out something new. That was a learning noise.
Yeah. I'm sorry for not being able to distinguish your learning noise from your grunts.
From my yearning noise. They're similar noises, but they're different.
Yeah, and then what did I do after the dent? I needed to get my new mouthwash prescription filled, so I walked around East Portland for a while. Walked down to the Walgreens and enjoyed the vibes of Walgreens, where everybody's happy.
A very unusual store. Now that there are just pharmacies in every grocery and department store. Somewhere between a convenience store and a grocery store, like if you want, you don't quite want the convenience of a convenience store, but you want to pay convenience store prices, you go to a Walgreens.
I go because I like seeing products that human beings could use to restore their dignity briefly in little cages.
Yeah, I like that too.
I like to see
and I feel safer when I see the cages.
Right, I see the cage and I think, nobody's coming in here to feel like a person.
I look at it and I'm like, this is what keeps prices down for me, the consumer. Thank you, Cage.
Also, they tend to sell candy for cheap.
They do sell candy for cheap. They also have some of the weirdest candy you'll ever see. Like that, it has dollar store DNA sometimes where you get really weird toys and really weird candy.
How many toys are you buying a year, Gary?
Quite a few because I'm making a team of X-Men. But I'm almost done. So in the last year, I'm looking at my X-Men who I've set up there. Maybe 10.
Have you talked in the last about year. This?
Talked publicly? About it when?
Publicly.
Publicly, yeah. This is okay. Not a secret.
No, I hadn't heard about it. I listen to WAF intermittently. I mostly only listen to Real Itch Hours these days.
I will say that Kay does not care about my X-Men interest, really. I think that, like, my deep interest, same thing with Ninja Turtles, my deep interest in these things, I have lapped her regular human's interest in these things to where I have spent all of my capital.
Okay. Like, obviously I know you like X-Men, and I like talking with X-Men. As a person who is a fair-weather X-Men fan, I like talking about X-Men with you. I did not know that in your adult man 45-year-old office, you've been, quote, assembling a team.
My X-Men. I am buying X-Men action figures to have a little display of the X-Men.
I'm curious, not angry. Okay.
Would be weird if you were angry.
And yet. For whom?
For me.
Okay. So this is. This is something you can look at and feel a little joy on a dreary day.
Yeah. I can pose them into cool little aura farming X-Men poses. I got little display stands for some of them. So they look like they're doing cool shit.
Gary, I feel like you've been saying aura farming a lot, and I don't know what it means.
It means looking cool.
Okay.
I don't know why I picked it up. I learned it against my will, and then it stuck its way into my head. I feel bad about it.
We have a little council of your friends, and we're always a little worried when a new phrase makes it in.
That's part of the reason why I got off Blue Sky, so I'd stop learning them.
Yeah. The number of times you were saying glazing was dangerous, we felt.
Well, I will say, you know, Kay doesn't mind. Kay does not want to hear about X-Men, but Kay does not mind me saying glazing.
Okay.
That's more of a you thing. Also, Kay does not mind the "ussy" suffix as much as you did.
Yeah, that no, really I don't care for it. I find it unpleasant. So,
yeah,
you say you're assembling a team.
Yep, putting together a very special team.
Are you considering them? How worried about the efficacy of their fighting ability and powers are you in the assembly of this team?
Zero.
Okay.
Because I'm not assembling. I'm basically the characters who I really like, I have bought for actual money.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones I've largely bought if I found them on sale. And I'm just getting any of them that are X-Men. Because I want to get all the X-Men.
Okay. I thought perhaps.
You thought I was making like fan casting, like the X-Podcasters or something, like a new team.
Yeah. On account of you saying team.
Yeah, I just, the X-Men are a family. I understand I should have used that phrase.
Yeah. How many are we talking about?
Let me count real quick.
Uh-oh. Oh, fuck.
Roughly, and if you're counting, I have some villains as well.
Uh-huh.
About 38.
You can't see it, Gary, but it's a... Do you know that slow head nod that expresses more worry than any head shake ever could?
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
That one, yeah.
This isn't that worrying. This is normal.
No, I know I vocalized it, but the amount of time it took you to count was starting to get, it was like a joke at first. It was like, oh, it's taking him a while to count them all. And then it stopped being as much of a joke.
To be fair to me, they're currently set up so some of them are behind other ones.
Yeah, what's the logic?
So counting
there?
To 38 ordinarily wouldn't take me that long. But I had to kind of crane my neck and look around and be like, oh, is that... And I got a couple doubles, you know?
Oh,
got an Evil Magneto. I got a Krakoa Magneto.
Mm.
Love Magneto.
I mean, arguably, he's just as evil in both incarnations.
I know, but in different ways.
Yeah, it's all about context with Magneto.
Mm-hmm. Love Magneto for that reason.
So you've bought a lot of toys lately. That's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I like them in terms of things to spend money on. I don't drink. I don't do appreciable or any expensive drugs. I got little guys that I get sometimes. Gaming is essentially free. Like PC games don't cost anything usually.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them I get for work. I don't play a lot of new games. So yeah, this is kind of where my hobby money's been going, other than music stuff.
Yeah.
It's nice. That's
really sweet, buddy.
Thanks. I think so.
In some ways, you're a sweet little guy.
How many toys have you bought in the last year? It's not zero.
Probably four?
Yeah. So like roughly half.
And those were for other people.
Okay. Now, if we're going ones for other people, it's probably still about 10 because I won't buy them for other people.
Yeah. I did buy, when I was running to get stocking stuffers for Christmas, I did buy a Nerf gun for Olivia to give to me. Because she had already given me all of my Christmas presents, but I knew she would want me to be able to give me something to open on Christmas.
Gotcha.
Why'd
you do Christmas in advance?
Because it's stuff like sweaters that are practical.
Okay. That makes sense.
As two childless adults living together, what is the point of not having access to the sweater now?
That is true.
But yeah, they're not fucking around with Nerf guns these days. I got a $10 six shooter Nerf gun.
Mm-hmm.
That thing fucking stings.
They, this intersects with something that I have some experience with.
Yeah.
In the early 2010s on the Something Awful forums, there was a coterie of people who were buying a six shooter Nerf gun thing.
I know the InStrike specifically is the gun.
Yeah, you know about this.
I do.
You can mod them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got into that. I did that for a little bit.
You did it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
I know. It was cool. I had a Nerf gun. It wasn't like, it was better. I didn't do a good job of it. It wasn't like those ones that can take off somebody's head.
Yeah.
But it was better than it was out of the gate.
Were you doing the thing where you tip the darts in curare?
No.
Okay.
No, I just changed the velocity. Like, took off, like, whatever the speed governor thing is. I don't remember how it's done.
Okay, so you're not putting debuffs on the actual darts.
No. No, I was getting rid of the speed limiter, whatever the speed limiter thing is on the fire mechanism.
And you're probably not buying a speed loader. Where you could take six darts and just slam it in like you're Dirty Harry.
I had a bandolier. I wanted to put them in one by one because I love the smell of cordite.
And you love looking like Chewbacca.
Society's
most beloved bandolier wearing monkey.
Yeah, you didn't have me in the first half, but when it comes down to monkeys, he is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, who do you think primates in general is a more beloved bandolier wearer?
Zardoz.
I'm trying to remember what I learned from that. The gun is good.
Mm-hmm.
God.
I think I trailed off a little bit.
I'm trying to think. Oh, the penis, Gary.
Is also good.
You'd think, but no. Yeah. That's Zardoz's big trick. The penis is evil. The penis shoots seeds.
Yeah. Zardog's underscore trick. Yeah, here.
I'll say I've
good bandolier.
I've watched the first scene of Zardoz enough times. I've never actually sat down and watched all of Zardoz, but I've watched the first scene enough times to constitute an entire watch of the film.
Yeah, it's largely the best part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If people are not familiar, this is a 1970s Sean Connery Last Man on Earth sci-fi thing. That opens with a big stone head floating around, vomiting out guns and yelling to the people, "The gun is good.
The penis is bad." If you've never, you've probably seen references to it, but if you've actually not seen Sean Connery's outfit in that, you should.
Yeah, no, you, in seeing it, grow strong, but also see a lot of Sean Connery.
Yes, more than you thought you would. Is that guy still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Okay.
He's
got to be getting close, though, right?
He might be the first, you know, every person might be the one who lives forever, you know?
That is true. He looked old in Zardoz.
He also did die five years ago.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
He looks pretty good for having died 5 years ago, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, why isn't he funnier? Folks, if everyone was yelling at me just then, fair. Oh,
it's to give you a little bit of credit, they could have been yelling at me, but nobody expects me to know things like that. You know, you're a little bit in a prison of your own making.
Yeah. Yeah. The only kind I could truly respect.
Yeah.
Do you think
choosing to know celebrities and when they died is something that you've set up for yourself?
One of my delusions that I have sometimes is the thought that, like, were I put in prison, I would probably get out.
That is a real, that is a delusion, my man. That's fascinating. I didn't know where you're going to go with that. I didn't know how that sentence is going to end.
People just aren't paying enough attention.
Yeah. Like, you're smart enough to escape. There's a high correlation of people who are too smart for therapy and also smart enough to escape prison. And you're right in the middle of that Q zone.
Sure. Yeah. I'm glad that you're saying these things and not me so that I can just keep nodding along.
Yeah. I know you. I'm skeptical, but I do think it would be fun to the game ask you so you could try.
Yeah. Like someone handcuffs you. You can probably pull your hand out of there if you try hard enough.
Yeah. Or a first step is to get your handcuffs in front of you, like to sit on them enough.
Yeah.
And that's probably about half of it, if I imagine.
Did you say just sit on them enough?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. They kind of sit on and wiggle, and then eventually the handcuffs are in front of them.
Okay. Yeah. You gotta work on the handcuffs from the top of the zoo.
Yeah, exactly. You got to use the bottom of your butt. But then you get the handcuffs in front of you, and then like the next scene, they're out of them. Or at least they are in the Now You See Me series of films.
Yeah.
So like... you can get out of the handcuffs, and then at that point, it's easy peasy.
But they got to open those doors sometime, right? And I can get, at one of those times the doors open, I can probably get through it.
You play a lot of stealth video games.
I'm not very
good. You know,
you
could probably just, you hide around the corner until they're not looking, and then you just walk behind them.
Until their vision cone is not pointed towards me.
Mm-hmm. And you look at your little Soliton radar that they give you when you go into prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think prison's more like Metal Gear Solid 3.
That's probably true. Jungle. Snakes. Songs. Incest. Presidents.
Is there incest in... There's not incest in 3.
There's not biological incest, if you want to be an I'm not touching you, but there is a major... Oh, no, that's in 2. Sorry?
Oh, yeah, 2's all the stepsister stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. 3 does, has only implied incest between the end and the beginning, his daughter. Through that. That's not true.
If I let you make lies and I don't say anything, you'll correct yourself.
I know, because it's that truth thing we were talking about before. Yeah. I was talking about before.
Yeah, and for some reason, I no longer want to smoke.
Yeah. yeah, my delusion for prison is that I would be fine because I would be a good dungeon master.
Oh,
I think I've mentioned
that
before.
Okay, I haven't heard it before. I have not felt this particular little thrill at hearing that before. So
yeah, that's my prison delusion, is that like people will want to kill me because I'm soft, but I know D&D is huge in prison. I think I could probably run a D&D game that would satisfy prisoners.
I think you would get a shank in your neck for pulling into, trying to like encroach on DM murder faces.
Like existing
territory.
DMs?
Yeah.
No, I would buy my time. I'm not going to go in and...
You'll put in your dues.
Yeah, I'll put in my dues. It's just going to wait for a DM murder face to die. Or for there just to be a bigger demand. Like, maybe DM Murderface can't take on any more players. And I'd be like, hey, if it's okay with you, sir, I would like to run a game. We can incorporate them. They can be part of the same world if you'd like. You're running the show, Murderface. I'm just happy to be part of the team.
Motherfucker, yeah. Lancer is run by the Aryan Brotherhood.
Shit. I have also thought about that. It's like, if I'm in prison, I have to run D&D, but it's only for Nazis.
Yeah.
And it's like, do I do that for survival?
These are the real moral issues that we're all wrestling with. I think that's mostly what Oz was about.
Yeah. It's about whether it's ethical to take shit on a Nazi.
To be fair, you'd never play Lancer. Lancer is mech shit.
No, I wouldn't. But I also, what if it was the only thing that was played there? That'd be tricky. Because I'd have to pretend or I'd get killed.
There's some flavor in Lancer. I was reading the TV tropes for Lancer. There's some good flavor in there.
I think in prison, I would be forced to be dishonest more than I'm comfortable with, and that is probably what would kill me. Like,
yeah.
I am polite and deferential in real life, so I'm not disrespectful to people, I don't think, directly to their face, but I do say what I think about things, and in prison, all it's going to take is one wiener who gets their identity mixed up with what they like for me to die.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to refute that, because I want you to survive. But, no, or just like... Maybe it's karaoke night and you can't keep a puss off your face when someone picks a song you don't like.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's a big one. Or it's karaoke night and I do some kind of bullshit no one's heard of.
Yeah.
Like, that's also probably grounds for a stabbing.
Prison sounds complicated, but Wentworth Miller got out of there, so I think I could do that. I'll have to get tattoos.
If we go to prison, if you go to prison, I will get in prison and I will hang out with you to escape with you so I don't get killed.
That's literally the plot of Prison Break.
I know.
Yeah.
We'll make a pivot. What should people do if they like this show?
They can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv to contribute to the Duckfeed Podcasting Network. At $5, you get shows like Real Lich Hours, where Gary and Kay are currently talking their way through very slowly. Good version. Planescape Torment. At the $10 mark, you get other shows.
Mm-hmm. We just recorded an adaptation decay about the Angry Video Game Nerd movie. Would it surprise you, Will, to hear it's not good?
It would, because I feel like a strong emotional hook is the core of every good film.
The well, he's got it one doesn't
right,
have
built,
that.
Built right in. What? He's angry.
Well, it we not that angry.
Really?
It's yeah, you want him to be a little angrier than he is. It's a lot of him being kind of rueful and kind of concerned with his legacy in a self-aggrandizing and also kind of condescending way. It's a really weird movie.
Yeah, I was about to say, I am not very familiar with that guy. Is that James Rolfe? Is that his name?
Yes.
Okay. But I do know he's been doing it long enough that the movie probably has some, boy, I'm aging out of this vibes to it.
He wanted it to be, it's actually, your disdain for YouTubers might be counterbalanced by your love of tragedy.
Mm.
He wanted to retire the character. The movie was such a failure that like he basically can't. So he's kind of trapped in that character for eternity. Like he has a mortgage and a kid. That's him now. You know? Sad. It was a really depressing movie. You can also leave us a rating review on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, wherever you find them, like this one.
I got a brutal one for you, man. You ready?
Okay.
Are you emotionally ready for this?
I can handle it.
Okay. This is from the Tyler Mag 24 show. Title is Thank You, Gary. Uh-oh. I just wanted to thank Gary for shouting out our podcast, Pokedextrous, on Watch Out for Fireballs Blasphemous 2 episode. See, we're a weekly Pokemon podcast that goes through every Pokemon and every Pokedex randomly, and have a famous segment called Pass or Smash, They're All Pass, where we gauge a Pokemon's sexiness. We also want to thank him for never forgetting us and never stealing a job from a queer woman. Can't wait for the pivot. Haven't updated the RSS in a while, but I'm sure it'll be great. And that was a 5-star review. Gary, why do your listeners think they're special for doing the most derivative podcast ever? And that was a 5-star review.
That's very funny. I did forget about that until you started saying it. And I do feel bad about it. That is very funny. Get my ass, though, sincerely. That is very funny. That is my favorite mean review in a while.
Yeah.
No ghost.
No ghost.